just the tower bits. That's okay. All I'm going to talk to you about.
Okay.
How's that?
I don't know.
Much better than this morning.
It's always money with
me. Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
4.6 million for just start.
It's less than that.
Better be under 5 million.
I won't go there. It's a different meeting. So we received one bid from Adams Concrete. This is both of them.
Okay.
Both of them together.
White Pine and Kismet.
Okay. Thank you.
The total bid amount was $137,518.35.
Can you say that again, please?
$137,518.35.
Okay.
And this is just concrete?
This is a concrete foundation. It includes all the rebar and the templates for the towers to sit on and the bolt patterns.
Who's it from? What company?
Adams Concrete.
Where's that?
Here.
Oh, it's here in Pinedale.
Yeah, okay. Here in Pinedale.
I just never heard of it.
Build a square block.
You know, Shad and I talked. Honestly, I figured it would be about $75,000 each. So,
well, if you figured that, we came in under what you thought.
Well, that's easy for me to bid after the fact.
Well, you said $75,000 each.
I did, yeah. And that's what I told Shad. But
well, we didn't know that after we got the
kids. Until after I got them.
Right.
He's got a lot of money into vac trucks.
Oh, that grid on White Pine.
The grid on White Pine. Shad and I have discussed that. We're going to get with Dave Smith and see if it would be cheaper to replace the grid than to protect it and go up there with a Mini X and see what the cost difference is. But having said that, I would recommend awarding it so that we can get moving.
And how do you feel about it, Shad?
I agree. We need to award the bid to move forward with the project proposal. If there's opportunities to save costs, we'll fully take advantage of those opportunities as they arise, but I don't want to delay the project any further. So I think
there's bigger numbers holding up if this doesn't happen.
Well, there was the tower in Marbleton was $20,000 for that footing, but that footing's a third the size of these. So in perspective,
less access.
And access and just the challenge of these two sites is.
So Sheriff, you're in agreement as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to award the bid to Adams Concrete for $137,518.35.
Second. It moved and seconded. Any discussion? Comment? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Want me to leave with these with Carrie, or do you want to sign them?
Yeah, we'll sign them.
I just filled them out because I didn't know what needed to be filled out until we opened the bid, so. So there's just three of the same thing.
Yeah. You can sign all three, right?
Yeah. Oh, there is. Yeah. 4:00. Thanks for reminding me.
What's 4:00?
Meeting with the BLM.
That means we got to be through here by then.
If I'm not there, you don't want
to. Start without him.
I think you're aware of it.
That's all I have.
Well, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Now we're almost back on schedule.
Yeah, you're back in our good graces, too. See you, Todd.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger.
I did talk to the building manufacturer, and he doesn't think I'm out to lunch.
Okay.
Pages marked.
No.
Yep.
I did. I found it finally.
Mm-hmm. I'll pull it down on you.
Way back.
About halfway. Past halfway.
right, the next item on our agenda in terms of budget discussion is the Historic Preservation Board.
Nope, SAGF.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already looking. Excuse me, Glenn. SAVF, sorry. Please.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm here in place of Robin Clover. As you know, she's the executive director, and Lucky Gal is in Oregon on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I get to take her place. As always, thank you for your continued support. We couldn't do what we do without the county's support. We aren't requesting anything new this year. We aren't requesting any additional employees, salaries, no increase. Everything is the same as last year. So I will keep it very short unless you guys have questions. Go ahead.
What was, I'm trying to find the dollars from last year.
Turn the page.
Is it on this one?
Top paragraph.
Right
there.
There we go.
Yep.
Thank you.
So we are requesting the $26,681 in the cash assistance. And then the in-kind is the $33,000 for the county building. And on the second page, as you see, it's all budgeted out by line item. Are there questions about that part of it?
Any questions?
I have none.
I'm good.
Okay. You make it short, we make it short.
Yeah.
I mean, how short do you want it?
I'm getting my shorter, but we appreciate you honoring our request and trying to keep your budget even. So we appreciate that.
Yeah,
of course. Well as the work that you do.
Yeah, and we did serve the 53 clients last year. The services were $1,381. Our services are going up. The clients have gone down a little bit. I think that's obviously because of the population, but the needs of each survivor seem to be greater. And so as of the end of March, when this report was due, we served about 42. So it's going to be close, if not a little bit more, but our services have skyrocketed. So that's kind of where we are on that part.
Well, good job then, keeping your budget intact.
Yeah.
Or in line with
so
that.
So far.
Yeah.
Okay. No questions?
No, I don't think so.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Now the Preservation Board.
I can keep it short too.
Nice seeing you today.
Yeah, I gotta find it.
I bet it will be.
It should be.
Yeah.
Are you ready to start?
I'll give Commissioner Vickery just a second. Kind of hard to go through this booklet.
You should be.
Okay.
It's 901-413, guys.
It's which?
901-413.
Okay. Let's see if I can find that here. You go through that one.
This one in here.
You don't have to wait on me. I'm not going to find it for you here.
I don't see the numbers on this either, Mac. Where are they?
You mean what they were? It's at
the very beginning.
Very beginning.
Right here. I missed part of it.
Yeah.
There we are.
No,
that's got to be one more page.
Right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dad.
I must be getting close now. Why not? I just haven't found one.
HD. He'll bring you a roar.
You won't stop, Doug.
flip yours open. You're at Discovery Center, so you've got to go back to about here.
About here?
I'll find it.
Eventually. Measure that.
It's got a...
Is it dark?
It's got a bottom
corner. Pretty easily cut out.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We've still got time. You're not on until 1:30.
Yeah, we're not supposed to start till 1:30.
Yeah.
So is this me?
You've got his book time vaulted, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It won't open until the right time.
That's it.
Do you really believe that?
No comment.
No comment. You want your money.
So much for sure.
There we go.
Okay, I think we're ready to get
together. Yes, sir, we are.
Okay.
Thank you. So, the Preservation Board, we're asking for $18,000 this year. We notoriously underspend. We've never come close to spending all our money, and you guys have humored us in that. Unfortunately, this year, unfortunately, we only spent $1,600 this year and asked for $18,000 last year. So, and so that's, and even this money we're asking for now, these are projects that could happen but might not. Like last year, we had the Bondurant fire lookout, and we had a day scheduled and everything, and the fire took us out. And deadline fire lookout really is dependent on weather, and we didn't get up there last year, so we didn't. So most of these are repeat projects that we're just carrying on that we didn't complete, that we hope to complete this year. The big new one's probably the National Register nomination. We try to do one of those every year. We usually try to get a $5,000 matching grant from the state. And so this year we'd like to nominate the Big Sandy Lodge, and then we won't do that until December's the grant funding period for the matching money. So that's what we're asking for. You have any questions?
I don't. Joel, Matt?
Just quick question on we funded $18,000 last year, but you never spent it.
We only spent $1,600 last year.
So, you only funded $8,000 last year.
Yeah, that was a little confusion. This is our budget request from last year. And we asked for $18,000. We were carrying over $9,944. So we asked for $8,056 new money. And that's what ended up in the budget. Really doesn't matter because we only spent $1,600. But that
so,
was just a confusion on our part.
What's your carryover this time?
Well, by Carrie's books, it's $8,056 minus $1,690. I'll calculate that out real quick. So 63, 66.
So you're asking for the difference between that and 18,000? Is that?
Yeah, although I've discussed this with Carrie, and we've decided if we just ask for what we want, she handles the money. Just disappears. The money that we haven't spent goes back into the general fund. We're just asking for 18 again. We don't really care what happens to the previous money we didn't spend, because our budget is part of your budget.
So that money came back to the general fund.
Yes,
that
just really never got spent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and it just gets reallocated again.
Right.
So
we just had 1,600.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, he's asking for 18, and we're going to put forward that amount of money. But if he gets a $5,000 grant, then that money will go into that account to cover that expense. And like he said, they way underspend. So.
So we're just putting money in that account,
mm-hmm.
and recycling it every year.
Yeah.
So, Commissioner
Baker? Yeah, I have a question. How do you spend so little money? Because there's nobody that does that here.
Well, I mean, we don't have any staff or office or anything. We're just an advisory committee, but we got a really active group, and so we do a lot of volunteer work. And really, most of this money ends up being kind of some service stuff, like we had some windows rebuilt for the deadline fire lookout, and we're going to do similar things on the Monument Ridge fire lookout. We'd love to move on to the Prospect
fired like that. Those are the only three left in the county, and the prospect's in really bad shape, so I don't know what that's going to be like when we get there. Monument Ridge, we took the lead on deadline, but on Monument Ridge lookout, the Forest Service has taken the lead. So we're providing volunteer labor and then potentially some materials if we need them that they don't have the money for.
In that regard, Clint, do you know where the Forest Service is on that project?
The last I heard, as far as the, well, it's a much bigger project because of the road and the revegetation and all that stuff, but the actual lookout itself, they have identified some money in-house. What we've really pushed them for is they need to lead the project and we'll support them because it's too big of a project for us to do. We led the effort on deadline, but that was a much smaller project. And so they've got somebody in-house and a budget, or some potential budget line items they've identified to do that. So at least stabilize the foundation and stabilize the roof. We don't know yet about the windows. That's another expensive thing to replace, and we don't know where that might come from, whether we'll apply for a grant or whether they'll find some way to do it.
I've got an idea of the ranger that's on our agenda this afternoon. That road going to that may be... Is that part of the Schedule A stuff you
were
talking about?
Sorry, I was not following. I should pay more attention.
The Monument Ridge project is part of what you're talking about today to do with the road going in there?
Right now I'm looking at the Clark Straw Sandy Marshall Road.
Okay.
Maintaining that.
So that's different.
I assume he's talking about maybe some... The road from the Clark Straw Road up to the tower, is that?
Yeah, they're not. Is the way I understand it, is the road's not specifically being done for the monument, for the lookout, but the road work that's being done there for other projects will benefit people getting to the lookout.
Yeah, I haven't been on the road between Clark Straw and Monument, the tower. I don't know if I've been on that one. What's the condition of that?
I know last year some of our members made it up to there with vehicles, but it was a rough road.
In fact, the Clark Straw portion was the worst.
That's promising that it's not worse than that.
Well, it's all dirt. It's been bladed, but there's no base. So I would never attempt it in wet conditions where you get stuck.
Yeah.
And it's rutted out. Once you get going, I mean, if it's dry, you can get there, but it's a challenge. Now, these people that have these four-wheelers, they own up there, but I'm talking about your basic pickup truck, you know, or SUV.
Okay. I have no further
questions. Any other questions?
No.
We would have spent some more money last year, except that the Forest Service didn't have permission from the State Historic Preservation Office to do some of the emergency protection at Monument Ridge. So I did spend a little bit of money that I wanted to donate, because it wasn't that much. To answer your question, how come we don't spend a lot of money? We do a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's good stuff.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, good. So I think that's good, Clint.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Clint.
You're short
and easy.
Yes.
Yes. Big brothers, big sisters is going to show up.
Well, I read there. We're back to two people. A lot of money for two
people. Yeah, we're just going to do it on a per. But I think big brothers, since 145 is not here and Don is, I think we can go ahead and move forward with Don if you'd like to come up, please.
Mr. Vickery, I have not met you, but I'm Don Cranadon.
Yeah, you have met me in your other life.
In my other life?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
I don't remember. I met you, though.
All right. Congratulations on your new calling. I said there wasn't going to be handouts. Sorry. Someone got me a map, so okay. I apologize. I falsified my... application.
Okay.
So we are looking at doing a Schedule A agreement on the two attached roads highlighted on these. It's actually on Forest Service map considered three, You have done a Schedule A for a small portion of the Clark Straw Road. That's last year we put $70,000 to the road. I have another $220,000 to add to that, which I would like to modify that agreement. And in doing so, I'm going to modify the master agreement to include Sandy Marshall and the Sled Runner Road. And Sled Runner Road, we would like to enter an agreement. I have $70,000 for that project. It would go to bringing it back up to roughly a Class 3 standard. I've talked with Billy. He's going to work with me on the statement of work. I should have it mostly done. He'll review it for me and make sure that it works for you guys. And this Sled Runner Road will facilitate timber removal activities there on the forest as part of the Roosevelt timber salvage. The Sandy Marshall, the additional money for that will facilitate bringing that road up to a better standard. Hopefully it will last 10 years.
Where's that one at?
That's the Sandy Marshall Clark Straw. That's on the reverse side, so of the far road. Far side of Monument Ridge.
That's all one road.
That's Sandy all. Yeah, Clark most Straw. People consider it one road, but in the Forest Service, for some reason, it's called two. It's been, and I think it's just based on the historical names of Sandy Marshall and Clark Straw, which is road 30531. And it's actually labeled the same road on here, so road 30531. But that will facilitate recreation access, recreation use, future potential fuels projects, and that kind of thing. We're still have the Monument Ridge project on hold while we let things settle from the Roosevelt fire. I intend to have something similar to a family meeting with the Hoback Ranches folks, sit down, go on all the projects we're doing in the general area, but until then, that project's on hold. Any questions?
I'm trying to find where Sled Runner Road is in relation to...
I'm sorry. So do you know where the rim station is?
Yeah.
The... this portion right here, let's see.
Is that the road that takes
that's
off
across the street from Rim Station? Yep.
All right.
And it goes along, parallels the highway on the other side of the creek, and comes back and ties into the Hoback Ranches Road. Okay. Does that bring context a little bit better?
Yes.
Yeah. Does that serves those two or three homes that are up in there too?
It doesn't really serve homes. I don't know how it got put in except for maybe the power line, or the power line used it. It could have been an old timber road, so I'm not exactly sure what the originating intent was.
Then is it the road that it's just past the rim station and hangs to the left?
Well, so if you, yeah, just past the rim station and across the street, across the highway.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it kind of takes off up into the jungle. I thought that just ended something.
No.
Huh. I'll have to go check that one out.
No, it just kind of parallels the creek all the way down.
Yeah.
Mike, I would bet it was a timber road at one time. That's the original reason. And then the power company uses it, a lower route energy uses it for some things and stuff like that.
So review with us, Don, the benefits. You have $70,000 you can put in.
For Sled Runner, and I'm adding, I want to add $220,000 to the other one.
Benefit timber salvage.
Mm-hmm.
And public access.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% public access.
What about the other... Clark Straw, Sandy Marshall.
Public access and the potential Monument Ridge project.
So more, when you move forward, more with timber salvage or what?
There's not a lot of timber in that area, to be honest. The timber, so what I understand is the timber that was part of that project, it's no longer worth going after. And that, because it was burned up. So there's not a lot of timber, usable timber, marketable timber, on that road up the backside.
Any salvage value at all, firewood, anything like that?
Not as far as I know. I mean, people can use it for firewood, and that's one of the things the Hoback Ranches folks asked for me, at least when I talked to you, said, hey, could you open that up, because there's still some dead standing timber that's not all black. They asked if I could make it any better. And it wouldn't be a reason I would go in and do it exclusively, but it does facilitate that.
Okay. So the purpose of this is public access.
It'll be public access, yep.
So, Mr. Chairman, so Don, the sled runner, back to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it exit one?
Do you know
south and west somewhere?
Do you know the road that you and Hoback Ranches continue to converse about?
Yeah.
That first 3 miles. Sorry, I couldn't resist that one.
Yeah.
It just ties into that.
Okay.
To that road.
Okay.
Right there, right at the creek.
I think I know where you're talking about.
I'll bet you do.
Well, that road makes a loop from the rim station up to
it goes all the way up and back around.
Back to the highway.
And there are some other roads that peel off that. I think some trails and stuff that we may consider. Right now, I don't understand why they close this off to ATV access. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And so the road goes up here and stops, and they've got a loop, and frankly, I'm trying to make things loop because it ends grief for me and makes more sense to the public. And so it doesn't facilitate ATV. It's not an ATV route. No one's going to unload their trailer, put an ATV in, do that. It makes no sense. So I may work on that and open that back up to vehicles because it doesn't make a lot of sense the way it is. And it may facilitate some of the salvage. I'm going out there on site tomorrow.
So how much did you say you had for Clark's Draw, Sandy Marshall?
There's an existing 70,000 that's already in agreement, and we're adding 220. So it's 290 total. And I got two different numbers. You know, Billy and his estimate said it was 300. Independent contractor said it was 250. So whatever it comes out to.
Okay, so the way this would probably work then, we put that money in an agreement and then we would contract with individuals to fix work.
So what I'm asking for today is an approval to continue this conversation with Billy, refine it, and then once Billy's happy with the statement of work and that kind of thing, bring it to you guys for signatures. And again, like always, get the money, fast turnaround, sign it. So it has to be signed by the 30th, so... But I'm almost done with it. We're in Billy's.
Has there been any discussion in the Forest Collaborative about this?
Yes. This has been emailed to them and they're good with it.
They're good with
it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. I guess, Mr. Chairman, I'm okay moving forward to get Billy to, you know, get it to a point we really get an idea what they're going to do. And then I don't think our option would be, and probably our most viable option, would be put this out to bid.
Yeah, but at this point, we're just agreeing to move forward with this schedule aid agreement. Yeah.
So in order to approve it finally, are we going to have to have another commissioner meeting?
We're going to have to wait.
When is that?
Approval.
2 weeks.
We meet every 2 weeks.
Okay, so I could bring in the next 2 weeks and for potential
if you got time signature. To do
but if I don't, I'm in trouble.
Okay. Well, then do it.
We have a good jail here.
Wouldn't be the first time someone suggested that.
So you have to have it. You have a deadline that you have to...
The 30th is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a potential. I have had a conversation with Caribou Targhee. They're going to call me back tomorrow. And if they want it, then it would take the burden off you guys to deal with it. But I'm thinking that they won't want to work on the project. But they said they'd get back to me tomorrow.
You mean they would take the money for something else?
Well, no, they would take the money and bring their road crew over and do the work.
Oh.
So I should hear back from them tomorrow. I don't anticipate that happening. But
if they do that, then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about any of this.
Okay.
Well, we'll be meeting again on the 19th.
And I would have to coordinate with getting the $70,000 part completed and then have Caribou Targhee come
finish
in and
do the rest.
So I think we have time if you can get together with Billy.
Yeah, his intent was to, we're planning on meeting on Friday.
Okay.
So, and I'm mostly done with statement work.
Okay, so we'll have to put them on the agenda, the 18th.
Is that here again? Or?
Yeah, it'll be here.
Okay.
Well, I say that. We have a meeting to make up at Big Piney.
Yeah.
We're meeting in Big Piney tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's meeting is budget. It's not a commission meeting.
That's the normal process.
You count that against our commissioner meeting quarterly?
Yep, you're there.
Yep.
Meeting.
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
As a resident of Marbleton and Big Piney, I don't find that fair, for the record.
We're going to start having breakfast over there. You guys have to get up at 5 o'clock.
So we will be meeting here on the 18th.
Okay, great. Kay. Any further questions before I go? Anything I can
help? I think so. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, gentlemen. We're not obligated on this, other than a cooperating agency.
It's not our money.
It's not our money.
No.
It's their money.
Yeah. Okay. We just have to have an agreement from our end.
Right. That's what I
think. We can get more work done with the amount of money they can by twice.
Sure. All right. We've got some time for our next scheduled item, but we never did finish our reports in old business. We went with Tom, so at this point, we're going to go back to old business, and I'm offering Doug. I don't know if you have anything that you want to discuss. Okay.
And I covered talking with the landowners on the road of Big Piney LaBarge, so I have nothing.
I met with the fuels subgroup of the Forest Collaborative to talk about a recommended project for either using good neighbor authority or a stewardship agreement with the Forest Service. And their recommendation they will be making to the Collaborative will have to do with some forest management from the rim station through those subdivisions and towards the upper green. That's where they feel we get the most bang for the buck. I don't know any details yet about how big a project that will be till we, Mike Hinn is in the process of scheduling a collaborative meeting so we can talk about it, get their support and recommendations. And then from there, once we kind of have it defined, then we will need to talk to State Forestry, figure out, do we do this as a joint agreement with State Forestry? And if so, do we help provide them some resources? We don't know yet how that's going to work out. One other question we will be asking is, can we get some FNRPA dollars from the governor's office to help support this project? I don't know the answer yet to that. All I could say at this time is I will be requesting we put some money in the budget for moving forward on this. I'll have a better idea in a couple of weeks before we adopt a budget. I'm thinking ballpark, maybe $100,000, but I don't know yet. So we know what we're going to do. We may be wanting to contract with a forester. We may be wanting to help subsidize the cost of a forester between the two sublet, Lincoln County, with State Forestry. If we get some contribution from FNRPA, that would decrease the amount. I've had a couple of inquiries of people that would be willing to respond to an RFP if we, get to that point. But in order to do that, we got to get a better idea of what we're going to do on the ground so we can define a contract. So we're not there yet. We're working on it, but I'm thinking we'll need some money to do something before next year's budget. So
to understand you, there's multiple possibilities. We don't know. What you mentioned about working with Lincoln County there?
When we were in Spokane at the WIR meeting, the two counties, Summit and Lincoln, met with the deputy regional forester. And it was all about how can we get more work done on the BT. Lincoln County has expressed interest in putting some money in the pot to help offset the cost of working with state forestry to get somebody dedicated to the PT in state forestry to get more projects done on the ground. And I don't know how much. They, at that time, they didn't either. They're the same boat we're in as far as defining a project. So we don't know yet if we should be moving ahead ourselves. I think we're a little bit ahead of Lincoln County as far as at least we have. We're coming close to knowing what our project is, and I don't think they're there yet.
But wouldn't that be dependent upon state forestry being willing to
it could be.
Have that person?
Yes, and I don't think it's a matter of them not being willing. It's a matter of them getting the funding to do it. Yeah. Right now, they're, you know, like state forestry in Idaho has like 8 full-time foresters working for them, and they're getting a lot of work done on the forest. We don't in Wyoming, and if this is, they may need to. There's been some interest in the legislature saying, you know, if you guys get something going, we'll look at putting some money in the hopper for state forestry to increase their ability to do stuff. But we're not there yet either. So I think for now, we just need to allocate some money to an account so if and when we get the opportunity to do something, we can. That's my recommendation.
Is that true?
Yes.
I just have a question for Joel, or a comment. As far as I know, Lincoln County agreed to put $10,000 forward to assisting state forestry and hiring another guy for this site. Is that the case, or what's your take on that?
They've said that they could, Kent Conley said he thought they could come up with a minimum of $10,000. But that was not the commission decision. They, at that time, they had not discussed it. Okay. So I don't know whether
they did or not.
Well, I don't think they have yet because okay. They haven't even identified a project.
Okay.
They, all they've done is talk about it. I've had an inquiry from ERG, who's done this sort of work in Idaho on a contract basis, saying they would be willing and would like to respond to an RFP if we ever get one. But we don't know what that'll look like until we know what the project's going to be. So the next step is to define what the project might look like.
So Joel, Mr. Chairman, so you're talking from the Rim Station kind of going north?
Yeah, towards the Upper Green,
I guess my question
upper
is...
Upper core of Kendall, towards yeah. Kendall.
So are you talking about like going up through the Minor Creek?
Possibly.
Packer?
Possibly.
That way?
Yeah, possibly.
So are you gonna? You're talking about a logging operation, basically, probably.
Part of that, part of it would be, and part of it would, or part of it could be. Apparently, the guy that bought all that land in there, Klein is interested in, apparently, providing access to get to some timber resources. Part of the project would be what we call WUI, Wildland Urban Interface stuff around those subdivisions around the Rim Station, which may or may not be a logging operation, may be more of a thinning operation, cleaning up the junk, or that kind of stuff. It's going to require working with those private landowners. The Unified Fire is they were in on part, they're part of this fuel subgroup, and they're talking about the presentations they want to do to the landowners that live up there to get their support for doing work on private land. So this would include private, I believe, state and forest. I'm not aware of BLM right now.
I don't know of any that would be there. But so here's where I'm kind of going towards is, depending on where you go, what kind of, we've got a forest permit there. Will that be an impact, do you think, with livestock? If that thing were to happen, it won't happen this year, or will it?
I don't know if we get through the planning. I mean, one of the questions has, part of it, I've been told the NEPA has already been done by the Forest Service on some of that stuff around Rim Station. Mm-hmm. But as you get on over towards where you're probably talking about, there may be a need to do at least an EA. And if that's the case, then there isn't going to be anything happen this year at all, because that'll take a while. But we're not far enough along to even know, you know, how big a project are we looking at? Are we going to start out and try and get something done this year right around those subdivisions in a smaller project, and then another year expand it to take in more country? We don't know yet.
I guess I'm thinking the Packer Minor Road is terrible. And so would these projects include upgrading those roads?
Probably, if it's a timber project.
It would.
Then Mr. you Chairman. Structure the bid in a way that
Mr. Chairman,
the person that's got the bid, part of what he has to do is fix the road to get the timber out. And the idea then is that improved road would benefit whoever uses it. That sort of thing.
It'd be a big hunt. It'd be a better access for hunting, basically.
Yeah. So that's some side benefits. And if it's a project that stands to, say it's in mule deer summer range, there's also options of getting some grant money from the different wildlife groups that support those kind of projects. So again, until we define a project, we don't know what we're really looking at. So that's my
what kind report. Of account will we put this in if we budget that?
We probably already have an account. We could do something like that, don't we, Carrie? Or if we want to start it, just call it for potential natural resource projects.
We can create
for the county.
Yeah,
that would be easy. That would be easy to do.
Okay. Anything else? And,
well, I'm in the process. I've missed communication with Mike the last 2 days of scheduling a meeting of the Forest Collaborative to discuss this and start coming closer to defining what we're really looking at. And we might get time today to get together if we get out of here in time.
Okay. I don't have anything under old business.
Okay.
So we'll take a 5-minute break, and then we'll get moving forward with the conservation district. Still be a
One other thing, Mr. Chairman, if there's a chance I may get appointed to serve as Public Lands Committee Chairman with NACO, and if that happens, one of the questions I need to answer is, do I have the support of my fellow commissioners to make sure that I can attend those meetings? And so I just want to throw that out there. I usually go anyway, but if I'm committed to going, well, then there needs to be a commitment to for paying traveling.
So you're asking for a permission slip?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking for.
Yeah. And I don't know if it'll happen or not, but it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think that's an issue.
Well, I didn't think so, but I thought I better bring it up.
Okay. Now that you're back, we're taking a 5-minute break. I have a phone call.
Tom, did you give your back from the
Did I miss
sister?
You made a choice here.
I don't know.